Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna tell you a little bedtime tale, legend it will become. Burgers flying out the door, sail on. 2-for-1, no concern for the future, living for today. Fast food bite on your way, lay it all to waste. The masses are afflicted now. Moo, mad cow, mad cow. Mad cow line dance song.
Hey, Songhai Nation, welcome to the show here on another Friday. QT and Songhai back with you like usual. If you are looking for some pro wrestling today, we have some show notes for you. Tonight, WCWO back at the Outlaw Arena in Indianapolis at 1151 South Kentucky Avenue, featuring the return of Josh Crane tonight. Defy Pro Wrestling in Seattle, Washington. Cody Rhodes, Jeff Cobb, Shane Strickland, and Matt Cross, all part of that huge show in Seattle. GCCW in Alberta, Alabama. EWF in Covina, California. Brew City Wrestling in West Allis, Wisconsin. And MSWA happening in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Tomorrow night, DCW happening in Milford, Delaware, featuring Casey Carlisle, whom I love. ECCW up in our neck of the woods in Vancouver, B.C. EBW in Pacheco, California. EWF in San Bernardino, California. UEW in Los Angeles, California. NEW in Golden, Colorado. Rocky Mountain Pro Wrestling also in Golden, Colorado. RPW in Pembroke Pines, Florida. Funkified Entertainment Wrestling in Warsaw, Indiana. New Wave Pro in Terre Haute, Indiana. ESW in Vincennes, Indiana. KZW in Somerset, Kentucky. SAW in Marion, Ohio. KSWA in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The NWA in Amarillo, Texas. ROW in Texas City, Texas. And UCW tomorrow night in Salt Lake City, Utah. I would also like to send well wishes to our scheduled guest, Charlene McAnally of OVW, under the weather, unable to appear today due to that. But joining us on short notice, we have Paul Moonshine. Paul Moonshine, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
Well, Paul, you have been embroiled in a pretty bitter vendetta with Kevin Brandt for the last several weeks. It's gotten pretty hot and heavy between the two of you. Can you give the listeners a bit of a history of what's been going on with you and Kevin Brandt for the last month?
Well, for several months, he's been interfering in my boys' match, cousin Jameson and JB Moonshine, and he's been interfering and costing them matches and titles and stuff like that. And so, and for the last few weeks, there was one, he threw me into ring post and beat me several times with a wet floor sign. Then after that, he when I was doing an interview or whatever you want to call it in the ring, a promo in the ring, my back was turned and I guess he came from outside. I had my walking stick had been stolen and out of my car and I was looking for it and Kevin Brandt had it and he attacked me with it and started choking me with it and stuff so now, yeah, I'm after him, and I'm but he's hiding from me. Last week he didn't show up and made excuses about why he couldn't be there, but yet the same excuses he gave. The fans showed up and I showed up and my boys were there and but he was nowhere to be found and I'm determined to get my hands on him and he just keeps ducking me.
You say that he beat you with this wet floor sign. Do you think that maybe he went on the YouTubes and he was studying up on old sign guy matches and got inspired?
I wouldn't doubt it. It's very likely that's what he did.
So you're saying that I am Kevin Brandt's personal hero?
Well, I wouldn't doubt it. It wouldn't be the first time that you helped somebody or you didn't stop somebody from attacking me. I've been attacked before from other people and pile driven and stuff and you didn't do anything about it. So I wouldn't doubt you probably are his hero.
It wouldn't surprise me either because, you know, whom else are you going to pick as your personal hero? T-Rex?
Possibly. He's kind of been backing me up a little bit. But the one person that is backing me is Iron Man.
Well, Iron Man is no longer the owner of NWA Blue Collar Wrestling. He lost a match recently, which had the stipulation he would lose ownership to Leon Knight should he lose that match. Leon Knight taking the place in the ownership group at NWA Blue Collar Wrestling. What do you think of that transition from Iron Man to Leon Knight?
I think that was a mistake, and I think that Iron Man's gonna, I think he'll figure out a way to get it back, because he knows what he's doing. Leon Knight doesn't.
Iron Man not seen last week in front of the fans at NWA Blue Collar Wrestling. He seemed to be very devastated at the loss of the company. Leon Knight was all over the show, and including inside the ring with you. He brought you out to discuss the feelings you had on Kevin Brandt. Do you think that for as long as Leon Knight has the company, he's going to do a good job as owner, or do you think that NWA Blue Collar Wrestling is in a little bit of trouble with him at the helm?
I think things will be okay. He did call me out to express my feelings against Kevin Brandt and I think he'll be okay, but I still think that Iron Man will somehow get some revenge.
Now you say Iron Man has been helping you out. Has he been showing you little tricks of the trade? Has he been working out with you in the ring to potentially show you how to defend yourself against Kevin Brandt?
Yeah, he has. He's been training me, and I think that when I'm not going to say if, but when the time comes and I get my hands on him, I think he's going to be in a lot of trouble.
Iron Man, of course, losing to Leon Knight recently. Did that scare you at all that the man that's been training you lost such an important match to a rookie?
Yeah, I did kind of, but like I said, Iron Man has other tricks up his sleeve, and things will get turned around on Leon Knight, and Iron Man will get his revenge. Yeah, I think eventually he'll get the company back.
Are we going to see Paul Moonshine incorporate a heart punch and perhaps a La Mahistral cradle into his arsenal, just like Iron Man?
Probably not, because I don't want to take somebody else's finisher or anybody else's move. But I've got a couple of things up my sleeve. It's not going to be a pretty sight when I do get my hands on him.
You referenced the infamous pile driver a little bit ago. That led to a very serious neck injury. We saw you have to put on a neck collar after the attack from Kevin Brandt. We know you had shoulder injuries in the past, some back injuries. Since you've been in the wrestling business, can you run down the specific injuries that you've suffered and any lingering effects that might be out there?
Well, I had the neck surgery thanks to Tommy Celsius giving me a pile driver, and I had. Shoulder surgery, thanks to getting my shoulder wrapped up into a steel chair, thanks to Lance Dean, and then I had my back injury, thanks to Tectonic, and the interference of at the time he was a bad guy, and that was Aries Toronto. So I've had some serious injuries in the ring.
Now with these injuries, as you get more and more involved in this war with Kevin Brandt, are you afraid of some of the physical damage he could potentially inflict upon you?
Well, yeah, there's always that chance. I've got my shoulder still bothers me even after surgery. It hurts occasionally, and my back hurts occasionally and stuff, but there's potential where I can get injured again, but I don't see that happening because I'm so furious that I'm not gonna feel much pain.
At least for a day or two until the adrenaline wears off.
Well, yeah, that's true. Right now I got so much adrenaline that I'm not hurt much at all anyway.
Last Sunday saw something else that was hugely controversial. You were also involved with this. There was scheduled to be a triple threat tag team number one contender match. JB Moonshine came out with you. Presumably he was going to wrestle alone as Cousin Jameson was in the hospital. But before that could happen, DeMarcus James had a ticket in hand, was sitting in the crowd, came over the barricade and attacked JB Moonshine. The official gave JB a 10 count to try to make it back into the ring. He did not make it, so the official was forced to forfeit JB Moonshine from the match and make it a traditional Australian rules tag team match. The controversy, not so much that DeMarcus James would attack JB Moonshine, but this past Sunday, Bob Hardy was working the door at NWA Blue Collar Wrestling. You find that a little suspicious that Bob Hardy was given the job of working the door, and DeMarcus James just so happened to end up with a front row ticket.
Yeah, that's possible. Bob Hardy and DeMarcus is pretty close and pretty tight. As far as DeMarcus James goes, you know, he cost JB the chance of being a tag team champion, thanks to DeMarcus and CJ Edwards. They managed to put Cousin Jameson in the hospital, and JB came out to try to, he was going to attempt to do it alone, and even though his ribs were taped up, because of the damage that they did to him last Sunday, and as far as DeMarcus James doing the attack, DeMarcus James had a ticket, so therefore he was a wrestling fan, so therefore wrestling fans are not allowed to attack us or attack the wrestlers, and nobody stopped him, including Bob Hardy. So yeah, I think Bob Hardy was in cahoots with him.
I will not point out that some people have made a career of sitting in a crowd and interfering in matches. But one of the things that I don't believe you have done yet that still might be on your bucket list is coverage in Pro Wrestling Illustrated. They have written about several people up here in the Pacific Northwest over the years. Is Pro Wrestling Illustrated something that you're interested in talking with and getting coverage?
I would like to, because I'm set out to be the longest manager in history, but I plan on being the oldest and in history and surpass anybody else at my age.
Wasn't Gypsy Joe managing in his last few years?
Yeah, I'm gonna pass him, and I think Fuji was up there before he finally retired. I'm not sure how old he was, but he wasn't a youngster. He was up there in years. I know when he was managing Yokozuna, and I plan on being the oldest living manager in wrestling history today.
Well, I think you have a few years on Gypsy Joe, who I believe was in his 90s.
when he was still managing?
Correct.
Oh, okay. Because I plan on being a manager for a long time yet.
You got at least 2 years before you catch up to Gypsy Joe, so, you know, sounds like a solid goal to me.
I'll make it. I'm 62 now, so I'll make it.
All right, we'll go with 62 if that's what you want to tell. Now, obviously the moonshiners, big fans of the moonshine. They like to take big, long drinks off of that moonshine jug. But in professional wrestling, one of the biggest trends wrestlers are doing now is a post-match antioxidant tea. Tea is sweeping locker rooms all over the country. Do you have your boys on a post-match antioxidant tea regimen?
No, they stick with the moonshine and that's what keeps them going and then the day that we have a wrestling program to go to, I picked up a special brew to fire them up so that they can at least hold their own if not win the matches.
Fair enough. Well, we have a game that we play on this show. You have played it in the past. It is called Word Association. I will throw out the names of some people that you have come across in your career. The first word that comes to mind is the answer. Are you prepared for a round of word association?
Okay, I'll try it.
Here we go. CJ Edwards.
DeMarcus.
Christian Andes.
JB Moonshine.
T-Rex.
Sign guy.
Leon Knight.
Iron Man.
Cousin Jameson.
JB Moonshine.
Casey Carlisle.
Paul Moonshine.
Sunny Days.
Paul Moonshine again.
JD Mason.
I pass on that one.
The Masked Juggalo Jared Savage.
Who?
Ouch. Jason Kincaid.
Paul Moonshine.
Jimmy Flame.
JD Moonshine. Not JD Moonshine. JD Mason.
Dave Turner.
Pass on that one.
Scarlett.
I don't know who that is.
She is going to slap you in the locker room when you see her next time.
Yeah.
Probably.
Kevin Sullivan.
Dungeon of Doom.
The final one, Big Vicious.
Petrov.
All right. Now, speaking of Scarlett, whom you claim not to know, she has been the manager of the Role Models for the last year, year and a half.
Okay,
you've seen
I know
her.
Who you're talking about.
Oh, now you know. Now, you've seen her progress for the time that she's been in the business. She has not been in a terribly long time. But from your vantage point with your experience, how good of a manager do you think that Scarlett is, and where do you see her potential?
she's pretty good. She helps her guys to win matches when she has to, and her and I had a couple of dealings when the role models were bad guys. Her and I had a couple of run-ins.
You had a run-in with a woman. Now, are you saying that you got a little bit physical with Scarlett?
I would say she's the one that got physical with me.
Very interesting. All right. Now, we mentioned a few of your relatives during word association. There has been a long line of moonshiners that have passed through the doors at the North Portland Eagles over the last several years. Can you take us through the Paul Moonshine family tree?
Well, there's Paul Moonshine, of course, and then there's J.B. Moonshine, Cousin Jameson. J.B. Moonshine is one of the original moonshiners, and then there's J.D. Moonshine, which he was one of the original moonshiners. And then there's Mary Lou Moonshine, and my nephew Jason Kincaid, and my niece Casey Carlisle. And there was also LB Moonshine.
Now, he has since renounced his moonshine heritage. Can you shed a little light for us what the exact relationship is with LB, formerly, now, of course, Lance Dean? What's the relation there?
Well, he's my son, but he turned his back on the family, so he really doesn't care about anybody but himself. He lined himself up with Kevin Brandt, and since then he's kicked Kevin Brandt to the curb and went with another group, Major 11, and he has the TV title now. He took it from Cousin Jameson, and I should say he stole it from Cousin Jameson, and then he's pretty much. On his own. We don't talk to each other, and he doesn't come up to the mountains or anything. He thinks he's all it and he can do it on his own.
So he was not, in fact, at the Moonshine family Christmas gathering last month.
No, he sure wasn't. Everybody else was invited, but not him.
Now, I'm sure Mary Lou and Casey Carlisle and the rest of the Moonshine family had a great array of foods and beverages. Can you take us through what some of the eating choices were at this Christmas gathering?
Well, turkey, you know, we're up in the mountains and stuff, so we got our own turkey and things like that, and cranberries. We got that from up in the mountains, and so we had quite a bit of food up there.
No fresh possum?
Uh, somebody did bring a possum pie, but I didn't. I got full on turkey, so I didn't have any.
Fair enough. Well, we have one other game that we play on the show here called Bring On the Choice, Bring On the Funk. I will give you a series of two options. The one that you prefer is your answer. Are you prepared to play Bring On the Choice, Bring On the Funk?
Well, I can try that. I don't think I've ever done that one before, but go ahead.
All right. Groundbreaking here on Song Guys Wrestling Show. Here we go. Steel cage or a bull rope match?
Steel cage.
Jimmy Snuka or Jimmy Flame?
Jimmy Snuka.
Leg drop or back drop?
Leg drop.
Coors Light or Jim Beam?
Jim Beam.
Charmin or Angel Soft?
Charmin.
Horse or train?
What was the first one?
Horse?
I'll say horse.
DDT or gouge?
DDT.
World Class or Ring of Honor?
Ring of Honor.
The final one, pin or submission?
Submission.
All right. Well, at this time, your other arch nemesis, my co-host QT Vokes, is standing by with some questions. So, Fez, help you as I pass things with the QT.
Okay.
Now, Sanjay, I don't know. Well, what's this about arch nemesis? Paw Moonshine and I have been seeing eye to eye in the last couple months. Yes. We've even buried the imaginary hatchet. Yes.
You say we've been seeing eye to eye?
Oh, yes. Yes.
That's because you've been bribing me with pie.
Can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil fans what fruit pie was delivered to you by QT Vokes 2 weeks ago at Blue Collar Wrestling?
Well, that one was a berry pie, blueberry pie, but so that I set the record straight. You actually gave that to Tommy Celsius, and he gave it to me. You weren't planning on giving me a pie.
Now, wait a second. Are you saying that I gave a blueberry pie to Tommy Celsius and he regifted? Is Tommy Celsius a regifter?
Yeah, that's exactly what he did. And you were standing right there when he did it, and you didn't like the look of my eyes when I looked over at you. Yeah, in fact,
okay.
You cowered down. In fact, you cowered down.
No, I don't think I cowered down. I think I had a cramp in my calf muscle. Yes.
Oh, that's right. You were hiding behind a fan. That's right. I remember now.
Well, I might have been crouching down to avoid Marion's stealthy. She is stealthy stealth. That's what I'm saying. Marion is like a mountain lion or a puma. She's been stalking me at Blue Collar Wrestling. Marion, super fan. Yes.
That's because she loves the Moonshiner, and she doesn't want to see the Moonshiner get hurt.
I see. Now, can you confirm the fact that Marion is indeed from the hills of Appalachia?
I don't know for a fact, but I'll bet she is because she just like one of them bears that we come across and we wrestle to the ground and she loves the Moonshiners, and so yeah, if you cross me, you got a 10 with Marion, and she's like between a bear and a lion.
Yes, I think a lion with a very, how would you say, fluffy mane. because she recently stole the wig of El Ringo Tortuga and stuffed it down her pants. Yes.
I can't comment on that one. Not on the air. Not on the air anyway.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Pa Moonshine, I'd like to advance a little bit on Sign Guy's Bring on the Choice, Bring on the Funk, a choice we give to the guests between two subject matters, and they have to choose in a very rapid fashion. Are you ready for an expanded Bring on the Choice, Bring on the Funk?
Okay.
All right. Seek and Destroy by Iggy and the Stooges, or Cretan Bop by the Ramones?
I didn't understand that one. aren't you supposed to give me choice answers?
Well, no, I can't give you the answers. I just thought you would have heard Seek and Destroy by Iggy and the Stooges, one of the pioneering punk bands to blaze the trail of punk music way back in 1971. Iggy Pop.
I don't listen to that. I listen to Moonshine Bandits.
Oh, Moonshine Bandits. Okay, very good. All right. Well, then I am going to cross out my next one. Don't Eat the Yellow Snow by Frank Zappa, or California Uber Alles by the Dead Kennedys.
Don't Eat the Yellow Snow.
Yes, by Frank Zappa. Yes. It's kind of like, outside the winds began to blow. It was 40 degrees below. Don't you eat the yellow snow. Nanuka, no, no. Yes.
You're not trying to sing, are you?
Well, yeah.
Oh, my God. Don't do that. Stick to being a co-host.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, how about North Carolina Tar Heels or Texas Longhorns?
Never heard of either one, but I'll say Texas Longhorns.
You've never heard of the North Carolina Tar Heels?
No, never heard of either one, actually. I just like the sound of Texas Longhorns.
Oh yes, they're a very big steer with very big horns. Yes.
I don't care how big their horns are.
You see, the Tar Heels got their name from the soldiers from North Carolina in the Civil War, and this company of Civil War soldiers from North Carolina, they observed a regiment of South Carolinians in battle, but they were kind of running from a Union advance. And the North Carolina regiment spoke up and said, "Hey, you guys from South Carolina shouldn't retreat so fast. You should have some tar on your heels." Hence the name Tar Heels.
Are you referring to my age? Because you're talking about Civil War. I wasn't at the Civil War. Are you insinuating I was?
Well, could you have been a very young bugle boy that really didn't see any fighting, but maybe at the age of seven or eight, could you have bugled in a regiment?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Well, to gloss over that, how about Twinkies or Hostess Fruit Pie?
Hostess Fruit Pie.
Well, since you received so many of them from me, yes. Okay, I can see that. Okay. How about Alpine Peak or the low-level...
Hold it just a second. You're insinuating that you gave me that stuff. You know, the reason you give me pies is because Keep me from putting my hands on you, because you've been cowering from me for many, many months and avoiding my challenges and stuff, and So it's not that you give me pies. I just take them.
Okay, well, I could see. Yeah, you get a steely glaze of like a Clint Eastwood. That is true, yes.
That's right. I learned from Clint Eastwood.
Oh, you did? Okay, all right. Well, were you in any of his movies as an extra back in the early 70s? Yes.
No, I wasn't. I was busy doing other things.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, let's see. Okay. And I'll have five more of these. Bring on the choice, bring on the funks. How about, oh, boy, I kind of lost my list. Okay. I'll have to go to another question. We'll finish this
figures. It's because of your age.
Might I remind you that I am younger than you, sir? Yes.
Well, my memory is better than yours.
Oh, okay. Well, I have been taking ginkgo biloba. Yes. Ginkgo biloba. Yes.
Well, you need to take something because I haven't forgotten you. You're trying to be nice to me now, but I haven't forgotten you. But right now my mind is on Kevin Brandt, so I put you on the back burner for now.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, I'm very comfortable on back burners. Yes, okay, very good. Back burners. All right. Well, Paul, are there any plans to make Vagamundo Especial an official team member of the Paw Moonshine Clan in 2017? I've heard rumors. Vagamundo Especial.
You heard rumors? You know what rumors cost, you know, and if it figures you would listen to rumors because you're always trying to start something between me and somebody.
Oh, okay. Well, I just think Vagamundo Especial could provide that south of the border high leaping abilities current moonshiners kind of lack. A high flying aerial attack, if you will.
The current moonshiners can't or won't be doing that. Cousin Jameson sometimes goes flying, but JB's not a flyer and neither am I. So we stay pretty much on the ground.
Yes, that's true. I mean, yeah, Team Moonshine reminds me, if and when they do take to the air, of a World War One biplane flown by the Red Baron. Yes, and they're coming up against Vietnamese or Gulf War super fighter jets that fly at three times the speed of sound. I think that's a good contrast. Yes. World War One biplane versus supersonic jet.
There again, I think you're referring to my age. I wasn't anywhere around during World War One I don't have an answer for that one because I'm not 100 years old.
Oh, okay. Are you saying that your father was not there at the time of the first Wright brothers flight? Is that what you're saying, your father?
No. My father was in Korea.
Oh, okay. Very good. All right. Well, Pa, if you could travel back in time, how would Cousin Jameson do in a match with Triple H, who was born with a silver spoon in his mouth and whom was raised in the finest boarding schools of Stamford, Connecticut? How would a Cousin Jameson Triple H matchup be if you travel back in time?
Cousin Jameson would have gone well with Triple H, but I'm going to have to go with Triple H, I think.
Oh, wow. You're going with Triple H. Okay, very good. All right. Well, Paul, the Appalachian Mountains span a distance of 1,600 miles across 14 states, right at the southern base of Newfoundland in the north to Alabama in the south. The mountain range derives its name from the Appalachians in Indian tribe inhabiting the regions, the Appalachians. My question is, do you know or have you traced your genetic lineage to the Appalachian tribe, because they are known as fierce hunters and trackers, except for the tribal artist?
No, I haven't. I know what we do up in the mountains, but I don't know anything about that.
Oh, okay. Well, it's known that it's pretty much designated that the tribal artists throughout all of the North American Indian tribes, like the Pawnee and the Choctaw and the Appalachians, the tribal artists weren't really good hunters and trackers or fighters. Yes. Tribal artists.
Okay.
All right, very good. Bob, did you know that I am partial Cowlitz Indian tribal heritage myself? Cowlitz Indian.
I know. I knew what you were partial of, but I didn't know it was that.
Well, my question is, do you see the time in this year, 2017, where a Cowlitz Indian genetic heritage wrestler will wrestle an Appalachian heritage wrestler in a step stool match?
You know, what kind of match?
In a step stool match.
I'm not sure I'm understanding you right. Spell that.
Well, there's rumors that there's a very good super fan at Blue Collar Wrestling with Cowlitz Indian heritage in him, and he has challenged a slightly older gentleman from the Appalachian Heritage Tribe or Heritage Indian Culture to a stepladder match. Do you see that taking place in 2017?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Well, that's slightly disappointing. Rumor is out there that this Cowlitz Indian heritage wrestler has been training very hard and has started road work on his cardio. Yes.
There you go. There you go with the rumors again. I am thinking about I don't know if I'll be able to in BCW, but there is an Indian that's going to be training, and I'm going to be possibly managing him when he gets done training. I'll probably manage them up in Washington.
Wow, all right. Okay, very good. Okay. Now, Paul, the last 8 years under the Obama administration, the economic prosperity and hope and change has pretty much bypassed the Appalachian region. My question is, do the rich kids in Beverly Hills send pictures of their Christmas presents to the kids in Appalachia, but not actual presents like Starbucks coffee or Who's on First sports cards in Marysville, Washington?
We don't get mail up there.
You don't get mail?
No.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. All right.
We don't want anybody to know where we're at.
Oh, okay. Well, speaking of sports cards, Bob, how much do you think a super refractor dual autograph QT Vokes Palm Moonshine card would go for at Who's on First sports cards in Marysville, Washington?
I don't know how much they would go for, but I know a lot of people would buy them.
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think they would buy them. Yes. hopefully Marion would be the first one, yes.
Yeah.
Low number, super refractor. Okay, very good. Okay. All right. Well, Paul, after you retire from being a manager in wrestling, do you see yourself going into the business or seeking producing wrestling rings or selling wrestling rings and producing? Yes, wrestling rings. Just like our guest on today has kind of gone into the selling of wrestling rings, Charlene McElhaney. Yes.
Who said I'm going to be retiring? Is that your idea, or are you trying to spread more rumors or something? Because I don't intend on retiring anytime soon.
Well, you might want to think about retiring after that match in 2017, the stepladder match with that Cowlitz Indian River tribal member. Yes, who has heritage from that.
The only stepladder match I'm interested in and that I'm going to get is against you.
Oh, okay. Oh, but well, yeah. Now, granted, I could retire. Yes. Okay.
I don't see you doing anything to retire me. The only thing I'm scared of is hurting you so bad that I won't get any more pies because you won't be able to be there for me to take.
Oh, okay. Well, I haven't thought of that. Yes. Okay. I think, put it this way, come hell or high water, no matter how physically damaged I am, I'd probably make my way to blue-collar wrestling if I didn't have to work the following morning. Yes.
Well, you probably would, but you'd be hiding behind a fan so that I couldn't see you.
Well, it's one of my fondest dreams to have a Palm Moonshine QT Volks custom-made wrestling rings. That would be very nice. I think with my business sense and your street savvy, we could sell a lot of rings. Yes.
The only dream you have is having your picture, my picture, side by side on a T-shirt. And that ain't gonna happen.
Oh, come on. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, Paul, a seminal moment in WWE history, and I mean seminal, moment happened when Shelton Benjamin and his mom were walking backstage and they came across Val Venus folding a towel. Shelton Benjamin's mother looked over to Val Venus and asked Shelton, "Who's that wrestler? He looks familiar." And so she went up to Val Venus and said, "Excuse me, you look very familiar. Have I seen you on TV or something?" And Val Venus goes, "Val Venus, glad to meet you. Perhaps you know of some of my films that I have been in, like Shaving Ryan's Privates, Glad He Ate Her, and Harry Twatter." My question, is there any chance that you will reenact this scene with Tommy Celsius taking the role of Val Venus and you taking the role of Shelton Benjamin and Sunny Days taking the role of Shelton Benjamin's mom in 2017?
For one thing, Tommy Celsius can never take the place of Val Venus. There's just no way. I've seen Val Venus and I've also seen Tommy Celsius and there's no comparison.
Are you saying Tommy Celsius is no Val Venus? Kind of like in a political comeback. Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Because I got to tell you what, fans, that Tommy Celsius could play Val Venus. You taking the role of Shelton Benjamin and Sunny Days taking the role of Shelton Benjamin's mom, I would love to see that on a Jumbotron at Blue Collar Wrestling. A Jumbotron.
Yeah, I'll bet you would.
Go ahead. Well, is there any chance, Paul Moonshine, that with your street smarts and my business savvy, that we could raise money to buy a Jumbotron for Tex Thompson and put this Jumbotron in action in 2017 at Blue Collar Wrestling?
I wouldn't partner up with you for anything. I don't know where you got that idea. You trying to be friends with me or something? It ain't gonna happen.
So you're saying there's a chance?
I'm saying there's no chance.
Oh, okay. I'm slightly downcast there. Okay, I'm gonna put that Jumbotron on the back burner. Okay, very good. All right.
Along with you.
Okay. All right. Well, Pa, is it true last week that the first match that kicked off Blue Collar Wrestling in that snowstorm was a brass knuckles on a pole match that saw Crash Ella go up against Sunny Days? Am I correct in saying this?
Are you trying to start something again? There's no truth to that at all. I think you need my glasses or something because you're seeing things that aren't there.
What? Are you denying that Sunny Days did not go up against Crash Ella last week?
I didn't say that. I said there was no such thing as a brass knuckles on a pole match. She did go against Sunny Days. I mean, she did go against Crash Ella and she defended her ladies championship and she retained it.
Well, did you know that 2 weeks ago Sunny Days was ranked number one in the Turnbuckle Turmoil Northwest wrestler rankings, and she got a fruit pie that was delivered from Sign Guy?
Well, that figures. Why couldn't I be the one that presents it to her? Sign Guy's nothing to her compared to me. I mean, have you seen me lately? I mean, I've been training for my match and stuff like that. You know, I should have been the one that presented to her.
Wow. Okay. All right. I'll take that in. Yeah, I'd say in the future in 2017, I could see you delivering a fruit pie to Sunny Days. Yes. Okay. If that would make you happy.
You're finally seeing something that should be true.
Well, you know, us Cowlitz River Indian Tribes medicine man can see into the future and the past. Yes, we're kind of like shaman. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. You're kind of like a lot of things, but I don't think that's one of them.
Yeah. Do you doubt my role as a shaman in the Cowlitz River Indian Tribe? Do you doubt that?
I think they would kick you out faster than anything.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'll try next time, Paw Moonshine. I'm going to bring my official Cowlitz Indian River tribal member shaman status on paper to show you. It's signed by the tribal leader. Yes. I will show you the
Who are you going to steal that from? Oh, you're going to give them a fruit pie and bribe them. I got you. Okay.
Well, I wouldn't be below that. Okay. All right. All right. Well, I would like to end my interview here, in-depth interview, with three word associations. You say the first thing that pops into your mind. This is an extension of Sign Guys word association. How about the wrestler Hayashi?
I don't know who that is. You said Hayashi?
Hayashi, yes.
I know who he is, but I can't think of something that go with it.
I see. Once again, your Alzheimer's is kicking in. Okay, very good.
I'm going to Alzheimer's you. I'm going to Alzheimer's you. You're really cruising, and you're trying to get me unfocused from Kevin Branton. It's not going to work.
Oh, damn. The jig is, they're on to me. Okay. All right. How about Bad Blood? Bad Blood.
Booker.
Did you know Bad Blood's favorite band is Type O Negative? It's true.
No, I didn't know. I didn't know that. You might be spreading more rumors. I don't know.
Oh, okay. And the final one, Crashella. One of my favorites, Crashella.
Crashella.
Yep.
Woman.
Woman. Oh, okay. All right. Woman. All right. Well, Pa, you can look forward for me sending you an article that explains the original meaning of the term Tar Heel. It'll be a lesson in history for you. And I will also work on that project, bringing a Jumbotron to blue-collar wrestling, and I'll get together with you and go over some business lessons that we can go over. I look forward to that. Yes, Jumbotron.
Yeah. What you need to be doing is training for you and me because you know you're gonna need all the training you can get. Maybe you can give Marion a pie and she'll train you so that you know what you're doing. But you gotta give her one or two pies before she'll even agree to that.
Are you saying I have to go through Marion first and conquer her physically to get to you? Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Well, I think Marion would prove to be a slightly tougher customer. Okay.
All right. Yeah, well, that's because she's got claws like a lion.
That's true. She pulled my hair 2 weeks ago. It hurt me all throughout that ring, yes.
That's because she was able to sneak up on you, and you weren't able to cower down because she knew where you were hiding.
Well, she's a good tracker and a stalker, just like a Pawnee Indian. Yes,
that's right. She is
not like an Appalachian Indian. They're pretty peaceful people. Yes, tribal artists. Yes.
What do you got against Appalachian?
Well, I want to help them out as much as possible. They're very poor. Yes. The rich kids
believe me, we don't need any help from the likes of you.
All right. At this time, I'm going to turn it back over to Sign Guy. This was a very fruitful interview. Yes, one of my favorites. 2017. Yes.
All right.
Thank you, QT. Well, Paul, this coming Sunday, the scheduled main event is for the NWA World's Heavyweight Championship. The world's champion, Tim Storm, is going to meet the challenge of Bad Blood, the current Continental Champion and number one contender. What are your thoughts on this world title match, which I believe is the first time in over 20 years that the NWA world title will be defended in Portland?
What happened?
Any thoughts on it?
A lot of that was, you're blacked out, so I didn't get the whole question.
Well, I was asking for your thoughts on the NWA world title match between champion Tim Storm and the challenger Bad Blood, first time in 20 years plus that the NWA world title has been defended in Portland, Oregon.
I think Bad Blood has a good chance of winning it. He's won many titles, and he's had many NWA titles, and I think that he has a good chance of winning it.
Now, he gave Max Burnside an NWA Continental Championship 4 matches into Max Burnside's career. He only had 3 previous matches. To my knowledge, you have 2 total matches. Should you have one more, do you think that you will be in line for an NWA Continental title shot?
Come on.
I think it's a good possibility, but I really don't think it'll happen because they're afraid that I'll take it away from them.
So you're saying you would become the Continental Champion that would become the longest reigning in history, eclipsing the likes of Will Huckabee, Damian Wayne, in the Tokyo Monster Cahagas?
Who said anything about Tokyo? Who said anything about them guys?
We were champions.
Oh yeah, I could take the title from the current champion. That's the one we're talking about.
Well, do you think you would break their records as far as holding the title the longest?
I think I could, yeah. In fact, I know I could.
So you think you'd hold Connie longer than Will Huckabee, whom has appeared before at NWA Blue Collar Wrestling and also defeating the lengthy reign of Tokyo Monster Cahagas, whom also has appeared at NWA Blue Collar Wrestling?
Tokyo Monster I actually wouldn't want to go up against Tokyo Monster. I've seen what he can do.
I have as well up close. Now, are you saying you're fine with fighting Will Huckabee? You're not afraid of Huck?
No, I'm not afraid of Huck.
Wow. That's some Iron Buddha level shocking news right there. I'll have to pass that along to Huck.
It's almost totally like.
The thing that would get him and surprise him is if I did my shine salt.
I would pay money to see that. Now, Tim Storm, of course, coming to Portland this coming Sunday. He's the NWA World Champion. It's a very, very big show upcoming this week for NWA Blue Collar. First time that the NWA World title has been defended in that city in a very, very long time, I believe, going back to when Don Owens was promoter. How important do you think it is for not only yourself, but also your two boys, JB Moonshine and Cousin Jameson, to have the performance of their life when all of the NWA will be watching what happens this Sunday at the North Portland Eagles?
What was the question about my two boys?
How important
do you
think it is to have the performance of their life when all of the NWA is going to be watching what happens this Sunday in Portland?
I think it's very important. JB Moonshine is going up against DeMarcus, and Cousin Jameson is going up against CJ Edwards, and those are two very, very important matches, and NWA needs to watch their performance very close on this one.
Hopefully you will remember Cousin Jameson's name in his match with CJ. I know sometimes you struggle with that. But it sounds like it's going to be a huge night this coming Sunday. But as we wrap this show up, do you have any final words you want to give the listeners? Do you want to plug and promote anything you have, merchandise, social media, upcoming appearances, anything?
Next Saturday, January 21st, JB Moonshine and myself is going to be up in Seattle with CPW. Robbie is going to be there, and then in February we're going to be up in Seattle. I'm not sure of the dates yet, but we're going to be up in Seattle in February, and we're going to be in Vaughan, Washington, in February at NWP with JD Mason, and the fourth, I believe it is, we'll be up in Spokane for IWP.
Well, it sounds like you've got a very busy schedule. Also, sounds like you're going to be ridiculously close to myself and QT as you continue to stalk us a little bit.
Yep.
Now, anything else that you would like to say to the people listening to the show today?
We of course are NWA BCW every Sunday night, 7611 North Exeter at the Eagles Lodge every Sunday, and tune in for the next few weeks between me and Kevin Brandt, because eventually I'm going to get my hands on him, and you're not going to want to miss what happened.
All right. Well, Paul Moonshine, I want to thank you for taking time today to be with us on short notice. Best of luck to you and the Moonshiners this coming Sunday when the NWA World Champion comes to town, and all eyes will be focused on NWA Blue Collar, and fans will be back with you Sunday. Someone that Paul knows very well scheduled to be with us this Sunday, NWA Blue Collar Wrestling co-owner Patty Dietz will be with us. So join us for that. Should be very interesting with her. So we'll be with you Sunday. Go out there, support your local independent wrestling wherever it might be near you, and we'll talk to you in a couple of days.
Good luck, Tom.
Thank you.
Just before.